Vanalatastaravatmani Vishnum Vyanjayantya Iva Pushpapalatya Pranatabharavitapa Madhudara Prema Krishna Tanavo Vavishusma. So this verse actually describes how the creepers, Schlingpflanzen, and the trees in the forest responded when they heard Lord Krishna calling on his flute in his transcendental cows. The cows were walking all over the mountains of Braj, and Krishna was walking behind them and gave them signals of how to move by playing different ragas on his flute. So these ragas, which were meant for the cows, were of course also heard by the creepers and the trees, who heard the sound of these ragas. And although they did not want to show how much they appreciated it, they could not help. This is described what happens. It is described that a great devotee will never show to the outside world his inner feelings. Vaishnavas want to respect the sanctity of their prema, and they do not want to want that this degrades into a public spectacle. But when the symptoms of ecstasy appear, the Vaishnavas also are helpless. And here is Krishna's attractive flute play. When the cows wander onto the mountainsides and Krishna calls out to them with the sound of his flute, the creepers and trees in the forest respond by becoming so luxuriant with fruits and flowers that they seem to be manifesting Lord Vishnu within their hearts. As their branches bend low with the weight, the filaments on their trunks and vines stand erect out of the ecstasy of love of God. Both the trees and the creepers pour down a rain of sweet sap. So this is very very important. When a devotee has the right mood in his heart, then even a little udipan, that is something which incites love, will manifest Lord Krishna in his heart. Especially hearing, for instance, the sacred topics of the Bhagavatam can send a devotee who has the right mood into great turmoils of ecstasy. Like we know, when Srivas Pandit came to the house of Devananda Pandit just to listen to some Bhagavata, the moment Devananda spoke to him the Bhagavata, he fell down from a balcony on which he was just there to listen and fell into a mountain of straw because he was so much moved by divine ecstasy. So a devotee who has the right feeling in his heart, when he hears even a little, you call this udipan or stimulant, becomes moved. And the creepers and the trees are actually the best example of this. The creepers are female by nature. And since the gopis are singing this song, they mention the creepers before they mention the tree, because the creepers are female and the trees are the husbands. So they want to first mention those who are in their own category. Mm. And they describe to each other, when Krishna played on his flute, the creepers and the trees felt like a devoted couple, a Vaishnavi and a Vaishnava, who hear the Sankirtan party approaching. In the same way, as such a devoted couple becomes more and more full of ecstasy in their house, also the creepers and the trees, when they heard the flute song of Lord Krishna, became more and more ecstatic in the house. And just like a devoted couple will run out of the house and bow down before the Sankirtan group, also the creepers and trees will bow down very lowly on the ground when Krishna's flute song was heard. And just like a Grihastha couple will bring apples and fruits, so also on the trees of the creepers a lot of wonderful fruits began to manifest as a response to Krishna's flute play. Now I want to ask you a question. What happens when you come in ecstasy? There are actually two things. Outer symptoms, that you get goose pimples, Gänsehaut, and you shake and you make even cry in happiness. And then there are inner symptoms, the inner symptoms of true ecstasy in Krishna consciousness are deep humility. So these two signs were seen on the trees and creepers. They actually develop outer symptoms in the form of their fruits which grew, and inner symptoms, they bow down with humility to offer these fruits to Lord Krishna. Now, this all shows us that they were highly unsuccessful in their attempt to hide Krishna in their hearts, because only when Krishna is in the heart, these signs of ecstasy can come forward. But they wanted to hide it because they did not want to be seen as boisterous, as a prahlaish in Deutsch. And they didn't want to be seen, oh, they are just so full of pride. So devotees are actually the same. Devotees may be ornamented with beauty, wealth, influence, family members, their studies in the Vedas, their sacrifices. They may have enjoyment in this life and the next life, but they always remain in a position where they are bowing down before Lord Krishna and the Vaishnavas. This is how you will always recognize a very nice devotee. He remains in a humble and bowed down position. Now, this verse is very significant in the Bhakti Rasayana Shlokas, because in the previous verses, the gopis had actually lamented that they could not be with Krishna. For instance, they had spoken about the rivers, who are also female by nature, who were on their way to the ocean, which are their husbands. And when they heard in the rivers of Vrindavan, heard Krishna's flute play, they stopped their journey to their husbands. And as the song of Krishna's flute entered the heart of these of the rivers, they became agitated with love, and the result was that there were whirlpools on the surface of the river. And these rivers then stopped and looked on the beach, and they saw there were Krishna's lotus feet standing in the sand of the river. So they rushed to somehow catch Krishna's lotus feet, and they brought for Krishna on their waves beautiful lotus flowers, homegrown in Vrindavan, and the gifts. This was the perspective of the gopis. Actually, the gopis said the rivers were a little bewildered by love, because they forgot that they had even better presents. On the bottom of the rivers there were jewels, but they totally were bewildered by love, so that they only thought of the lotuses and forgot the jewels. They were bewildered and they forgot what they could offer to Krishna. So the gopis are thinking, these rivers are much better than us, because we cannot stop the endless river of our whole household duties, the endless stream of our household duties, and our husbands will become very angry on us if we stop going and serving them. Whereas the rivers, husbands, the oceans, were very happy that their wives would go to Krishna. Our husbands are very jealous and envious on Krishna. So they were really lamenting that they could not serve Lord Krishna as nice as the rivers were serving him. They couldn't give any, couldn't bathe their lotus feet. They didn't have the arms to catch Krishna's lotus feet and bring the lotus feet on the transcendental bodies. The gopis were just at home and they were envying the rivers. But in, so the whole Bhakti Rasayana shlokas, the beginning, is all on the lamentation of the gopis that they feel separated from Krishna. This verse, the gopis are seriously making an effort to get out of their lamentation. Because here they just glorify the bliss of the trees and creepers who hear the flute song of Krishna and who react so ecstatically. And actually, while they sing this shloka, the gopis are dancing with joy and ecstasy. They don't lament any longer. Because the moment you hear actually about Krishna, the miseries leave your heart and you become happy. Really a transcendental science, isn't it? To get into the emotions of the Brijvasis. It's nice to hear, isn't it? They are very, very wonderful devotees. I think we all must agree these devotees are just wonderful, the tree devotees. This brings us to another subject. The other subject is, in Vrindavan you actually will not find any unconscious beings. Today I was hearing about the clouds in Vrindavan are actually strangers. They don't belong to Braj. They are foreigners like us. They come with a wind into Vrindavan. Now, there was this one super cloud who saw that Krishna was herding the cows, and he played for the whole day on his flute, although it was very hot. Yes, in the midday time, he was going looking at Krishna. He felt very worried for Krishna. It was so hot, and he plays. I mean, this is really intense to play so long. So he followed Krishna, this cloud, Sriman cloud, and it saw how Krishna and Balaram were going with their cows into a circle of trees, which made a relative cool place. But the cloud thought, this is not cool enough. Krishna has already worked so hard. So he built an umbrella over Krishna. And as he built up the umbrella, like little droplets, tröpfchen, of water, and looked at Krishna, Krishna, who is so fascinating and so beautiful with his wide lotus eyes and his most attractive smile, the cloud began to expand out of ecstasy. It became really big. And then the cloud thought, Krishna and myself, we are very similar. Krishna is working for the welfare of the cows, and I also work for the welfare of the people by giving them rain. I feel extremely close to Krishna. Krishna has a blackish color, and I also have a blackish color. And Krishna has a yellow dhoti, and I also sometimes have a yellow dhoti when I have a yellow flesh. So we, Krishna and myself, we are the same. We are good friends. We are a perfect team, and we both are welfare workers. So out of great sympathy, the cloud decided, I want to offer to Krishna something special. Every cloud offers water to the people. I will offer flowers to Krishna. And the cloud rained down flowers on Krishna, who then felt very encouraged and greeted the cloud. And he and Krishna also encouraged his cows, please eat more, please eat more. It is a very auspicious time. My friend the cloud helps me in this very important work of cow herding. So there was a very sympathetic dealing between Krishna and the cloud. Now the gopis had seen this, and they thought, the cloud can serve Krishna so nicely. We can't bring an umbrella to shade Krishna and to shower flowers on him. It's simply not possible for us. Maybe we will be severely criticized in the public when we serve Krishna like this. So you can see from this that even a Sriman cloud is not an unconscious living being. And do you know the best? This particular cloud strongly objected to be blown by the winds out of Vrindavan. It stayed in Vrindavan and it obtained Vrajavas, that means living in Vraj. It strongly objected against this because those clouds were highly attracted to Krishna's flute play. I think we should also strongly object to leave this wonderful Nrisimha Bhavan. We have not even given the right name to this Bhavan. It's still a nameless Bhavan, isn't it? We must find the proper name. At this moment, you could call it the merciful cloud, the house of the that it is also blackish bluish, and Krishna is also blackish bluish. So we would combine Krishna, the house of the black cloud. But maybe this is too mysterious, isn't it? I think we should give it a more simple name. Or the house of the ecstatic rivers. That's nice, isn't it? Krishna. No, I was totally under the influence of the rivers and the clouds of Vrindavan. See, all these things which I am telling you, they are not my own imaginations. These are the jewels which I mine every day when I go through two purposes, Sanatana Swami and Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. They write these purpose by what we call Vidusha Praman. Vidusha is what they see in their spiritual eyes. They also don't imagine this, but they somehow can go into Braj and they can see with their own divine vision these beautiful exchanges between Krishna and his devotees. And this is very important. We never worship Krishna without his devotees. We always worship Krishna with the devotees, because it is only through the devotees that we can learn these devotional moods. I think as you listen to this, you can understand there's a great desire to serve Krishna as an underlying mood. Or you can learn from the creepers. They want to actually conceal means verbergen, that they hold Krishna in their hearts when they hear the song of the flute, and that they don't want to make a public spectacle out of it, but they can't hide their feelings, therefore they cry, and the sap is left, which runs out of them is other loving tears. So we can learn so many nice things from these Brajavasis. Tomorrow I will most properly talk to you about the bees and the insects of Vrindavan. They are always around the garland of Krishna, the forest garland. But do you know what of the five different flowers they like most on the garland? Tulsi, because it smells the best. Now you may say, for Tulsi smells very little, but this is only through your material senses. The great saintly personalities can smell the indescribably subtle and spiritual fragrance of tulas, and the bees are such great personalities. So when I work tomorrow, I will try to understand the bees of Vrindavan. Then in the evening I can tell you more about the bees, because they're very great devotees, the Sri bees. The Bhakti Rasayana Shloka are very scientific. They first start with a meditation on the spiritual world, and then they go to 11 verses of Lord Brahma, who just glorifies the bridge passes in a very general way, how they are so wonderful. Then, after Brahma's shlokas, the forest of Vrindavan is glorified, and then Giriraj Govardhan, the best of Krishna's devotees, is glorified. And then Parikshit Maharaj starts with the different ingredients of Vrindavan. He starts with the earth, then with the low-born bushes. Then he goes to the rivers and the clouds. And then tomorrow, that's where I am now, he will go through to the insects. And it will go higher and higher. Then comes the birds. Then comes the cows. Then comes the cow have friends. Then comes the Vatsalya Rasa, Nanda Maharshi, Yashoda. And finally, he will just glorify the gopis as the best devotees of Krishna. This is how the Bhaktirasayana shlokas work. The very mystical verses. Krishna. I think you can understand this is why I'm so happy here, because here I have the peace to work on this. You need very much peace in your mind. And maybe in the future, when I'm a little Krishna conscious, I want to write a book. I like so much Vrindavan. Krishna. Okay, so I thank you very much for the nice day. Karanjana Nishinga was protecting me. I feel no difference after the running and before the run. I'm just very, it's very good for my health. So I will say good night to all of you. All of you means two of you. Hare Krishna. Hast du eine Frage, eine Singapur? Tore Harry, hast du eine Frage?
I have one question I was asking myself. According to that month of Damodar, we say that's the month of Srimati Radharani. I was asking myself which connection between the Damodar Lila that we used to sing to absorb ourselves during that month and Srimati Radharani. Is there a connection?
There are two connections. In this song, which is a very ancient song, Namo Radhi Kayai Tvadiya Priyajai Namo Nanta Lilaya Devaya Tupyam. O Shri Damoda, first of all, I want to offer my respectful obeisances to the brilliant girdle which binds your belly. Then I want to give my obeisances to your transcendental belly in which the whole universe rests. In humility, I bow down to your beloved Radharani. And finally, I offer my obeisances to you, the Supreme Lord of unlimited pastimes. So in this prayer, you see that Srimati Radharani is glorified as the most beloved of Lord Damodar. Now, when we want to glorify Krishna, we glorify Srimati Radharani first. We say Radha Krishna. and by glorifying her first, we glorify Krishna the best, because he is in love with his Radharani. Now when we sing the Damodar pastime, we know of a second Damodar pastime. We usually worship the pastime which you see on the book, that is a loving relationship between Mother Yashoda and Krishna. Krishna could not move when Mother Yashoda had bound him. See, even after Krishna had pulled down the twin Arjuna trees, which were just so big, and when they came down and made such a noise, it seemed that the whole planet was breaking down. And then the demigods came out of the trees, and they prayed and asked Krishna, can we now return to our planet? And Krishna said yes. And then Krishna was left alone, and he said, it's far out, I can break the karma of everyone, but I cannot break the ropes which Mother Yashoda has used to tie me to the mortar. I would like to go now, but it's not possible. Only Yashoda Ma can untie the ropes. I'm totally controlled by her. Mother has bound me. She must free me now. I can't free myself from this. I can free everyone, but not myself. I'm totally dependent on Mother Yashoda. This was Krishna's feeling. Now, usually we think of this, but there is one other person who can bind Krishna. Krishna cannot move. Krishna becomes like a dancing doll in her hands, and that's Srimati Radharani. Once Krishna, who wants to satisfy all his devotees, had a meeting with Radharani, but came too late, because on the way he met the friend, it was Shaibya, who is the friend of Chandravali. Shaibya said, my mistress is dying in your absence, you have to come and console her. So Krishna went to Chandravali, and as a result came totally late to Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani looked at him and she said, oh Damodar, I personally believe that you are too qualified for me. You should go to Chandravali. I was not with Chandravali. Look, Damodar, your whole body looks bruised. I came to you, and then I lost the path, and then I fell into the thorns. This is my explanation. Radharani was not taking this explanation. But then Krishna begged her so much for her mercy. Srimati Radharani was accepting Krishna. And then she took a golden girdle and said, Damodar, because you are so restless, I will bind you today so that you can never leave me again. And she bound him with a golden rope. That's why we sing Jaya Radha Damodar, and not Jaya Yashoda Damodar, Yashoda Damodar. Think of Radharani. This is a pastime. But some of my god brothers have said, they have thought, that yes, this is why we worship Radha Damodar. But I always think, taking this last verse, that if you want to worship Krishna, you have to go through her dearest devotee, that Srimati Radharani. can't please him without this. Now, why the, this is, now how it comes that Radharani is the mistress of the month of Kartika? I want to look at the computer head of Nrisimha Priya. There should be an explanation. The only explanation which I know is Radharani is the queen of the rasa dance, which is danced in bit, which is Krishna's most favorite pastime, and it goes from the Kartik full moon to the next Kartik full moon. Do you know this? It starts with the full moon. But tomorrow, when I have looked at Nrisimha Priya's computer, then I may know more. So we were going out at rest of können wir Bihari anzogen, um zu fragen, was unser Plan nochmal ist, da wir dann unseren... Du kannst ihn aber...